Federal Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says it's an honour to be part of the legacy of late Liberal leader Andrew Peacock. Mr. Peacock died on Friday at his home in the United States at the age of 82. He was a Liberal Party leader, minister and member for Kooyong, a seat he held for 28 years. Mr. Frydenberg, who currently holds the seat, says Mr. Peacock was a huge part of his personal and political career.
A great honour. I feel very proud to be part of his legacy. In fact, he launched my first campaign back in 2010, and he had a great sense of humour. Obviously, he combined that with great intellect and passion. He was also one of my two referees for my pre-selection with John Howard, and they hadn't always seen eye to eye, and they came together, and I was very honoured by that. He was a great Victorian, he was a great Australian, and he'll be greatly missed.
In a statement, Prime Minister Scott Morrison described Mr. Peacock as a great Australian and a treasurer of the Liberal Party. Elected to Parliament in 1966, he rose quickly through the political ranks, becoming Army Minister by the age of 30 and Foreign Minister by 36. He even survived a minor political scandal of the time when his then wife, Susan, appeared in ads for bedsheets. After the Fraser government's defeat, he served two stints as Liberal leader, losing two elections to Bob Hawke, the second despite securing more than 50% of the vote. Here he is conceding defeat to Bob Hawke in 1984.
Congratulations, however, are the major element, because the great thing about our country is the democratic process itself. There aren't too many opposition leaders around in the world today, and for one who will continue as opposition leader until he's Prime Minister in 3 years' time, I simply want to say this. It is a resurgent Liberal Party you see before you.
Mr. Peacock and former Prime Minister John Howard, who served as Prime Minister from 1996 to 2007, tussled for the Liberal leadership for much of the late 1980s. Mr. Howard said he had long ago resolved his differences with Mr. Peacock, who he labelled a man of flair and distinction with a deep understanding of US politics.
As is well known, Andrew and I had our differences, but we well and truly buried the hatchet many years ago. And I was very happy when he accepted my invitation to become ambassador to the United States after I had become Prime Minister. And he carried out that role with great flair and distinction. He had a very deep understanding of American politics.
He was also Foreign Minister from 1975 to 1980 in the Fraser government, more recently Ambassador to the United States. Opposition leader Anthony Albanese also paid tribute to Mr. Peacock, saying he was gracious in defeat.
But he wasn't successful, but he accepted that result with the spirit in which our democracy should be conducted. He was a fine Australian. He was a very principled man.
Mr. Peacock was living in Austin, Texas with his third wife, Penny Corth, when he died. Anne Peacock, one of three daughters from his first marriage, posted a message on Instagram where she described her father as a beautiful, loving, caring and brilliant man. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.